producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, Chris is on the road in a truck, on Skype on his iPhone, which is better than just using a regular cellular network. We have Don Ecker of Dark Matters Radio. Before we go on with the life in the universe thing, the show you're doing has been somewhat erratic of late. What's going on with your network?
The bottom line was that the carrier of the signal, okay, back in July, the bottom line was they basically changed up how they were doing business. And when they did that, they didn't bother to notify the network.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, really. And suddenly, okay, the network was not able to connect onto them. Then they got hit with a bill that was six times what they had been paying monthly for what apparently was reduced service. So they had to find somebody else. They just couldn't continue on in that vein. And when they were finally ready to come back, my computer, which I do the show out of, took a hiccup. And there was no rhyme or reason to that. You know, my wife jokingly said, well, the secret government came in and did something. Well, I worked on it literally for weeks and could not figure out. My microphone was not being recognized by the computer. My system was not recognizing the Mackie board. There was a problem with my audio card. And I had a good close friend of mine come out who's a real computer guru, worked on it. He had to make several trips out here, a 3-hour drive one way. I mean, this was really above and beyond on his part. And we finally discovered that my software for my audio card had flipped a switch. And it was virtually impossible unless you flipped every switch and tested everything.
But now, this is a software switch. We're not talking about a hardware jumper or something.
Exactly. A software switch.
Oh, okay. Well, anything can happen with computers. All right. So you finally got that fixed.
Yeah, we're back on the air now.
And the network has it together with their backbone provider. Well, that's good. That's good because we need that, and we need to keep the solid, responsible voices going in this field because you see what a mess is. Let's go back to Mars and life in the universe. So I was saying, to kind of cut to the chase here, that this information about water on other worlds, it's a baby step, a very tiny baby step towards revealing it's a lot more than that. Now, I would think on Mars, for example, if a civilization arose there, they would simply go underground, chasing the natural resources such as they were, if such a thing existed.
Well, Gene, here's the thing. Once again, we're talking about human hubris. Our civilization, our culture, is barely even into its infancy. Okay? We officially only recognize approximately 6,000 years of human civilization. Now, granted, there have been some archaeological discoveries in recent years, and I'm talking about the last decade or two, that show that, oh yeah, boy, oh boy, there were humans around a long time. I'm talking about that archaeological site in Turkey. I'm talking about cities, ancient cities like Jericho, okay, who are mentioned in the Bible that go back 9,000 B.C., all right, which is 3,000 years before the arise of the civilization in Sumer. Now, sure, there was a lot going on that we have no clue about. But when you're talking about another planet, especially one that we have never stepped down on, boots on the ground, so to speak. It's hard to say what may have been there in the past. Now, what kind of past are we talking about? Our star, our solar system, is 5 billion years old, approximately. Earth has been here, not in its present form, of course, but Earth got started roughly 4.5 billion years ago. What may have been going on this planet 100,000 years, which is an eye blink, or barely an eye blink, is beyond the pale. We have no idea. And if something was here, personally, I think it's highly possible, then there would be very, very little left to discover. Although, as we all know that have been paying attention to this field for any length of time, there have been those oddities, those ooparts that have been discovered in the past that have absolutely no genesis to go back to. Things like what appear to be a spark plug embedded in a geode. Things like the book by Michael Cremo and others who have documented discoveries that go back literally millions of years that are just inconvenient facts that science shuffles to the side. So the bottom line is, we are genuinely, as Graham Hancock once famously observed, we are a people with a amnesia. We have no idea what may have been going on. Even 20,000 years ago, I personally think it's highly likely there was a high civilization around. I mean, we've had the myths of Atlantis by Plato going back several thousand years. Is it possible there was some high civilization? I think it's likely, Gene.
So Richard Shaver was right, or partly right anyway, about, for some reason due to a global catastrophe or something, maybe an advanced race existed, but maybe they went to caverns to stay alive. Maybe they're here now, and that's what brings us UFOs. We talk about breakaway civilizations.
Something happened here which is slowly being talked about 12 or 14,000 years ago. Something happened. Now, why do I say that? Well, at that time period, okay, half of what today is the United States was covered by an ice cap, the end of the last ice age. Half of what today is the USA was covered by roughly a mile of ice. And then within about 1,000 years, it was gone. Just gone. Whatever that thing was that happened, and incidentally changed the global climate of the entire planet, including the Middle East, which had been pretty temperate then, there are cities that dried up and blew away practically overnight because they no longer received rainfalls. And some of these are pretty famous areas over in the Middle East. I personally think it was an asteroid or cometary hit, not of the size that took out the dinosaurs, probably a heck of a lot smaller, but something hit, caused the ice caps to melt, the ice recede, the oceans rise approximately 100+ feet or more that would have washed away any civilization on the coastline anywhere on the planet. Something happened, and we just don't know what it was. And we do know, however, that at that time period, in the United States, what today is the United States, the fauna that was running loose, things like horses, which we had here, camels, mastodons, great woolly mammoths, saber-toothed cats.
We're going to get a saber-toothed creature from the network if we don't break. We don't want that to happen. Watch out for those saber-toothed network people. We have Don Ecker You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Hey, you know, you may have a career in radio, Don Ecker. Keep that up, my friend. Now, what you're telling us here creates also the climate to ask this question. If something took out our civilization tomorrow, it's gone. What would be left 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 years from now for spacefaring travelers who'd come to Earth and try to figure out what was going on?
Well, one thing that they would probably still be able to detect are nuclear reactors.
Well, at least something will last.
Yes, but if you look at everything else, the cities would collapse and eventually decompose because of the ever-changing weather patterns, rain, winds, what have you, would break down, it would blow away. Metallic objects like automobiles eventually would rust away. There would probably still be plastic around. Maybe some old McDonald's styrofoam, cups and that type of thing, which, have a half-life of, what is it, a gazillion years? But most everything would just be gone, Gene, as a result. They may find, if they cared to look, they may find some ancient wrecks underwater. But for the most part, there would be very little to see on the surface.
And that creates a very interesting question here. And that is, if most evidence of our advanced civilization, or what we consider to be an advanced civilization, would be gone due to some kind of catastrophe. We can maybe suggest the same thing happened on Mars. Question here is, and that gets back to Hoagland, it gets back to any of the Martian mysteries. Are we seeing there, or can we see there, any evidence of a past or existing civilization on Mars?
Well, there are people who would argue that we can and we have. The infamous face on Mars, and there have been other photographs, not quite as well known, but there have been other things that have been discovered. And there is a very active civilian research community, scouring every photograph released by NASA that comes back. And, periodically on the web, and of course, Gene, if it's on the web, it must be true, right?
Absolutely, even if there are 12 versions of it.
Exactly, that's right. So, on the web, you'll periodically see these photographs pop out, and somebody will have a caption on it, "Oh, mystery woman discovered on Mars," or "mystery creature discovered with 8 legs and 15 tentacles," and that kind of stuff, which I just, if I see it, I just move along.
Only 15 tentacles? Maybe because one was cut off.
Yeah.
You have to think they'd be symmetrical, an even number.
I'm holding out for the cave girls to be discovered on Mars, but that's just me.
But so what was that movie that came out a long time ago, Earth Girls Are Easy, where extraterrestrials come here?
Yeah, Tommy, let me think. Who was that actor? Famous Disney, I think, a former Disney actor was the alien here. Oh, yeah, back in the early 60s. But, Mars has always held a fascination for especially folks here. I mean, we can go back to H.G. Wells, who wrote what is recognized today as one of the very first science fiction novels ever, War of the Worlds. We've always had a fascination. Ancient people have always had a fascination with Mars, identifying it with the god of war and so forth. So, Mars is one of those places that we owe it to ourselves to eventually get there with human beings, not just robots. Now, back in 1988-89, when I had first met Zachariah Sitchin, who was then in the process of writing a great series of books about ancient humankind and what may have been their dealings with an extraterrestrial presence. He wrote a book titled Genesis Revisited. Now, I bought all of Sitchin's books and devoured them. And I was fortunate enough, we met, we developed a great friendship. And I called him up when I read Genesis Revisited, and I asked him, because he had some very provocative things, including a number of provocative photographs in that book. That's how I was able to break the Phobos 2 story, a Russian then Soviet probe with a NASA, with several NASA scientific packages on it, that was on its way to Mars, because at that time the United States and the Soviet Union were in tentative talks about putting together a joint mission to Mars with Soviet cosmonauts and American astronauts. This is what they were talking about. And something happened to that probe, all right, and it was destroyed. Now, the bottom line was, before the probe disappeared, it had photographed Mars, okay, in all light spectrums that it was capable of, including infrared. And Sitchin put me on to the fact that the Russian probe discovered on Mars, and it's something that today is never talked about, but it discovered hot spots on Mars.
Now, define hot spots.
I will. Mars has been considered geologically dead forever, okay? It doesn't have any geological processes that are really detectable like we do here on Earth. For example, we have an active core here on planet Earth. One of the things that that active core does is provide the planet with a magnetic field, which protects us quite a bit from harmful solar radiation. Mars doesn't have that. So Mars, even though it has what is recognized as the greatest, highest volcano in the solar system, I believe it's Olympic Mons, Mars is dead. But yet something was generating a heat signature on Mars that was photographed by the Phobos 2 probe. Now, I asked Sitchin, because I had a feeling what he was going to tell me. But I asked him, I said, well, what, Zachariah, could have caused that? What might they have discovered? And Sitchin told me in person it was his belief that an ancient spacefaring civilization had returned to Mars and set up some type of operation on the planet.
Let's figure out more of this in our next segment. An existing base on Mars. Please check plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. We give free ebooks for long-term memberships. We're offering a lifetime membership. We've got Gene and Chris and Don Ecker. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they've put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Ah, yes, one of the better ones out there. You know, there is a Hall of Fame for Paracast singers. Don Ecker, and you've joined the Hall of Fame.
Oh, great. Do I get a silver star?
Well, you certainly deserve one for putting up with this field for all these years. We'll figure out something. Any case, let's get back to the possibilities of Mars. Spacefaring civilization, they set up a base there, but we sent probes to Mars. Are they hiding from us?
Well, how do we know, and this is, once again, the purest speculation, how do we know that they haven't seen something and they're hiding that from us? I mean, we just don't know. Because when you live in a society which increasingly more daily is covered by secrecy, we never really know what the real truth is. Now, look. Back in that time period when Phobos 2 reached Mars in January of 1989, all right, and I know I've said this before on not only the Paracast, but on my own show and other shows, but in January of 1989, Phobos 2 made it to Mars. The Russians had lost their first probe shortly after liftoff, which was in July of 87. And their first probe, when it disappeared, the Russians blamed it on a series of human operator error and computer error. But the second probe made it there. And it immediately started photographing not only Mars, but also the Phobos moon, because that was one of its primary objectives. Recall, I said that the tentative idea was to send a joint mission to Mars. by the Americans and the Russians. And had they have carried through with that, their plan originally was to get the spacecraft to Mars, to land it on the Phobos moon, and then use the Phobos moon to step down to Mars itself. That was what they were talking about. Well, the Phobos 2 probe encountered something else. Now, this is where today, if you bother to talk about this case at all, the controversy emerges. You see, in Sitchin's book, okay, which was Genesis Revisited, one of the photographs he had in there was a photograph of Mars and the atmosphere of Mars. Now, Mars has an atmosphere. It's not like Earth's atmosphere, but nonetheless, it does have one. And you couldn't breathe the Martian atmosphere, but that's beside the point. It's there. And reflected off this atmosphere was this huge ellipsoid shadow, okay? Clearly visible in this photo plate in his book. So then as the Phobos 2 probe was taking photographs in the infrared of Mars, of Phobos, and beyond Phobos, it saw something. And this something was a huge cigar-shaped object. Okay, this is according to the Russians. This is not according to Don Ecker. And the Russians then, Glavkosmos, said this object turned toward their probe and hit it. In effect, it rammed it. And whatever that thing was, when it rammed the Phobos 2 probe, it turned it into a spinner, what they called a spinner. And they lost all contact with Phobos 2. That was the end of the story. Now, in Zachariah's book, he mentioned that it took one final photograph. Well, in April of 1991, after the Iron Curtain fell, one of the former leading lights of the Soviet elite was Dr. Marina Popovich, who was over here talking about, among other things, UFO sightings in the former Soviet Union. Now, at the time, before the Iron Curtain fell, the Soviet Union was, as we all know, at least if we were paying attention, that it was a closed society. And as a matter of fact, of Soviet officialdom often made fun of what they saw as this Western fascination with UFOs. But the fact of the matter was, the Russians had their own problems with UFOs, including sending jet fighters up to chase these things and losing pilots, just like we did in the West. Now, Popovich knew a lot about that because not only was she a PhD, she was also a former Soviet pilot, a colonel in the Red Air Force, and she was one of their leading aviators. She had broken, my God, how many aviation records? You could look her up online, but she was the real deal, okay? She had the right stuff for the Red Air Force. And she was talking openly and frankly about this. And I asked her about this case, okay? I figured she would know about it because she lived in Star City, where all their cosmonauts and everything was, all their scientists concerned with outer space and outer space activities. She knew all these people. And number one, she was shocked that I, a Westerner, knew anything about it. But I told her how I knew and what I had discovered. And I asked her about this photograph that allegedly had been taken by the probe right before its destruction. And she told me that she would be coming back to the States later that year, and she would ask about it. Well, she went back to Russia, and she spoke to one of her contacts, which was a cosmonaut by the name of Leonov, I believe it was. And he went into their archives, got her a copy of this photograph, gave it to her, and good to her word, when she came back, she brought it with her. And I got a copy of it. And as a matter of fact, for the first time ever, I showed it on national TV on Larry King Live. This photograph showed in infrared this Mars moonlit Phobos and this object behind it. And according to the Russians, this object was 15 and a half miles long and approximately 1 mile in diameter. So the bottom line was they were convinced that something inexplicable was there. Now, after I released the photograph on Larry King Live, and later we ran stuff in UFO Magazine about this and this case, immediately the skeptics came out. Oh, that was nothing more than a computer glitch. That was just a stream of unverified data, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, you can expect that kind of thing. Was there actually something there? Well, I got to be honest, I don't know. I wasn't there. But according to the Russians, at the time, there was something there, and that something rammed their craft and destroyed it. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have to make up your own mind about that.
Well, I wanted to ask you, and we're going to have to break in a moment, about the space program, about what appeared to have been the end of the space program. Do you believe in a secret space program, about the possibility that maybe we have already gone to Mars? We don't have to wait till 2030 or 2035, when I expect I will not be here to witness the occasion. We ask you listeners to check out the PowerCast Plus, the source of the ad-free version of this show, the After the PowerCast podcast, and more, plus.thepowercast.com. Check our new offers with free ebooks, lifetime memberships, plus.thepowercast.com. We have Don Ecker joining us of Dark Matters Radio with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Don Ecker is joining us. I framed a question in the previous segment about our space program. Do you think there's a secret space program advanced enough to have already made extended voyages to the moon and possibly to Mars?
You know, last Friday night, as we do this show today, I was, believe it or not, talking about that very thing. Now, the crux of that conversation basically dealt with, hey, we have absolutely, we civilians have no idea how advanced avionics is today. And, you know, for that matter, propulsion. Now, there are those, primarily in the fringe elements of the UFO community, that will go on and wax poetically about America's secret space program. Now, you ask me, do I think it's conceivable? Actually, Gene, I do. I really do think it might be possible. I found it incomprehensible several years back when Obama canceled manned space program. We have a presence on the International Space Station, yet we have to depend upon the Russians to get our astronauts up there, bring our astronauts back, and to resupply the space station. Well, them and the Europeans. And I just find it incomprehensible that America, who basically had the first moon landing, and for that matter, the only moon landings, okay, were American that we are aware of. And today, we can't basically put a man or woman in orbit because we don't have the capability.
Well, now, maybe Elon Musk will figure it out.
Yeah, maybe. But here's the other thing. I also could not comprehend when the United States Air Force canceled the SR-71 Blackbird airplane because they had nothing publicly to fulfill the role that the SR-71 was carrying out since the early 1960s. Here was an aircraft that today, 2015, The top speed of that aircraft is still classified, something that is supposedly obsolete, something that never had a carry-on project to fulfill that role. Do I believe that? No, I don't. Okay, just like I don't believe that we couldn't, if push came to shove, put human beings from the United States of America into space. So, is it conceivable for me to think that we might have something back in the black, dark corner? Well, yeah, I do. I think it might be conceivable.
Chris, you want to pop in a question or two?
Well, I've been of the mind that I think that that we do have some sort of presence up there that's classified. I think Gary McKinnon, I mean, I got a Harley going here. The Gary McKinnon hacking job mentioned what, Don? I think 150 off-planet officers, and I don't think that was a hoax. I think that there really is some sort of presence up there. Now, how advanced our technology is, whether we have anti-grav technology or whether we've been able to travel to other planets, I'm not sure. But it just, you know, it harkens back to the very enigmatic quotes from Ben Rich, the head of the Skunk Works, who started the Skunk Works. He's saying that we have the technology to take E.T. home, and everything that you could possibly imagine we can, and everything that you can imagine we've already accomplished. So, and then something about we figured out the formula. And so, you know, there are enough hints out there, I think, that suggest that we do have a presence, but to what extent our technology is advanced to the point where we could travel to Mars and bring a human presence there. I'm not sure. I'd give it a 50-50, though.
Well, with that in mind, Chris, and you made some excellent points. With that in mind, last Friday, when we were doing DMR, our Open Line Friday show, I was talking about that week. I had gone back to two Donald Kehoe books. One from 1955-56, The Flying Saucer Conspiracy. The other from the very early 60s. And I was rereading passages in those books. And in those books, what I was primarily interested in was what Kehoe was talking about Mars and what was known about Mars then, and the moon, incidentally, then, and what we were talking about today, because that was in the aftermath of this quote-unquote big JPL announcement about finding salt water on Mars. And, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And Kehoe was talking about the state at that time, the state of research as he knew it. And I'll tell you what, the things that he was saying, which today are virtually forgotten, were things like in connection with what was known about Mars, the search for satellites in then Earth orbit. Now, satellites in Earth orbit? 1955? I mean, the Soviet Sputnik launch didn't happen until 57. Well, what in the world was he talking about? Well, at the time, it was a huge story, but two, not one, but two mystery satellites had taken up orbit around the planet. When this story broke, and one of the leading scientists that was researching this was Dr. Lincoln LaPaz, who is a famous name in the annals of UFO research back in those days. They were talking about these two mystery objects that, incidentally, the American government claimed. Now listen to this. They claimed that they believed that they were non-artificial. They were natural meteorites or asteroids that came in from deep space, just happened to have the right trajectory, and they took up orbits around the planet, one at 400 miles, one at 600 miles, okay? And when we finally got our space program going, hey, we might even use those as a space platform to get further out into the universe. Now, of course, that was the purest poppycock you could imagine. Imagine trying to, you know, convince the public of something like that today. But the fact remains there was something there. And incidentally, then they left. Now, explain that one. But they were there. They were tracked. Okay. And nobody had a clue what in the hell they were. But I think we can all speculate. So, yeah, the more things change today, okay, the more they stay the same, because you've got to be cognizant and you've got to be familiar with what has gone on in the past. And now we're talking about 50 and 60 years ago. But the same questions are being asked, guys.
Okay, just for the reference, if you want to look it up, folks, The Flying Saucer Conspiracy was published in 1955. The next book, which is, I assume, is what you're talking about, his next to last book was Flying Saucers Top Secret, 1960.
Right.
He wrote one more book called Aliens from Space from 1973, and then he was 76 years old. And that's around the time I met Kehoe. I met Kehoe several times during the 60s and in the 70s. Now, I remember, Don, and we can expand on this in our next segment, I remember in some of those early books, he was still talking about the Martian canals. This is before we had concluded there were no Martian canals. But that goes back to his earliest books. And he was making a really big deal over the possibility that if UFOs or spaceships, he wasn't thinking so much in terms of the galactic neighborhood, other star systems, but another planet in this solar system. How interesting.
Well, yeah, it was. And not only that, but, I mean, it providing there was some kind of a presence on Mars, and we don't know one way or the other, but let's say for the sake of this discussion there was. That doesn't mean they were indigenous. Perhaps they were what Sitchin was talking about, a reactivated space base of some type. But here's the other thing that Kehoe made a point to point out to the public.
Let's do our break, and then we'll find out the point from Major Donald Kehoe. And the significance, okay? We have Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show, and that's, you know, one of the premier shows on the paranormal. We're happy to recommend other shows that we think where you can get really solid, reliable information. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.